You're listening to SBS News.
A billionaire who made a fortune in carbon-intensive iron ore is now hunting his next windfall in a zero-emissions environment. Andrew Forrest is promoting green hydrogen on an East Coast tour from Gladstone to Sydney.
But this is the best boom we'll ever have, as there will be no bust. Renewable energy will never end. Regional Australia could become one of the big players that will be the biggest industry in the world, one that is predicted to grow at a rate of US $2.5 trillion per year.
The idea of hydrogen as an energy carrier isn't new. It's been around for decades. But as the technology has developed, so too has the urgency of climate change. Dr. Fiona Beck from the Australian National University explains why we've heard such little about it until now.
It was completely eclipsed by fossil fuels. And then ever since then, once they realised that there was a problem with fossil fuel pollution and potentially with the finite quantity of fossil fuels that the world had available, the idea of hydrogen as an energy carrier has come back in waves.
The most bountiful element in the universe is hydrogen, but it doesn't naturally occur on its own. It's most commonly bound with oxygen to make water. So energy is required to extract it, and there are different ways to do that. The zero carbon option is green hydrogen, which uses renewable energy, like solar and wind. But there's also brown hydrogen, when coal is burned to create the energy, causing carbon emissions. Another option is blue hydrogen, which Dr. Beck says still relies on fossil fuels, but with facilities to capture the carbon to store it underground.
What they are planning to do is to capture some of those carbon dioxide emissions and store them underground in suitable geological foundations.
This carbon capture storage technology has been used around the world, but Dr. Beck says they have their own issues.
They've never really taken off, and that's because they're expensive, they're complicated, and it's difficult to know for sure if you're actually going to keep all that carbon dioxide underground indefinitely.
The federal government refers to clean hydrogen as part of its national strategy, which is a mix of green and blue hydrogen, so still uses fossil fuels. Energy Minister Angus Taylor has been widely promoting the technology.
We see enormous potential in technologies like clean hydrogen, carbon capture and storage, soil carbon, long duration storage technologies, biofuels, to reduce emissions.
But not everyone sees it that way, and Andrew Forrest says it's not a genuine step towards utilising green technology.
We hear a lot about so-called clean hydrogen. It's a soundbite covering the fact it's made from carbon-emitting fossil fuel. It has carbon all through its supply chain. Sure, it's clean once it's hydrogen, but to get it there, it's dirty.
As the Prime Minister continues to negotiate with the National Party on Australia's climate policy, he focused on technologies like this to reduce Australia's carbon footprint. But some industries and state governments aren't waiting, showing their colours already with billions in green hydrogen investment. Krishani Danji, SBS News.